Chris and Amy, 104.1 FM KMOX. Glad to have you with us today. And I've had a little car trouble.
Oh,
I have a lot of tire trouble. I'm going to ask about this, too.
You have a lot of trouble in general?
A lot of nails in my tires for some damn reason.
I don't know.
Must be construction going on.
The walking embodiment of like a Real Housewives of KMOX.
Not even doing anything. I'm just driving to work and stuff.
So much drama.
I don't even do anything. I'm going about my normal business and my car keeps failing me.
Except the other day I was
run off the road by some butthole and I can't do anything about it because I don't know the guy. So anyway, apparently it is very difficult to get your car looked at these days, and post-COVID has been an issue, which surprised me because I thought we were well past that by now. But to talk about it with us, the difficulties that people are facing, is our auto expert here at KMOX, General Manager of Sparks Tire and Auto in St. Charles. Greg Damon is on the show. Hello, Greg.
How you doing, Chris?
He's not doing well, Greg. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Me too. So I was in a bit of an accident. And, you know, I call my insurance agent and they go through all the phone calls.
I think you should explain what happened. I think the visual is important. And I also think Greg needs to know what else you might be worried about now with your vehicle.
Oh,
yeah. I need to know all the particulars.
Customers
need to come in and give us all the information.
Two lane road, you know, two lanes each direction. There's a van in the right. I think he's merging into me, and I'm like, dude, does he not see me? So, and this all happens like in a second, so I overcorrect. My left tire, the driver's side, hits a median like really hard, like probably 30 miles an hour. Oof. And it jacked up my tire right away. My engine started making noise. I was gassed, pedal to the floor, and it was barely moving. So it jacked up my engine. It's all kinds of stuff going on. The point is, when State Farm is trying to find me a body shop, she calls me back and says, well, the place I wanted to send you to, they cannot look at it for 6 weeks. And I called 15 other places. They will not take it more than 4 weeks out. So the soonest they could see it is a month from now. I'm going to keep trying places. She ended up calling 19 or 20 different places, and every single one of them would not look at it for at least 4 weeks. And then she said, COVID has been an issue, it's been an issue since COVID. What is going on, and why is it so difficult to have your car looked at if there's an accident?
Well, the big thing is parts acquisition. That's the big thing, not only for body shops, but even for the mechanical repair shops. It is increasingly difficult to just find parts. Not only that, but even the parts, doesn't matter if you buy it original equipment or aftermarket, most of the parts today are not very good. And we are seeing parts right out of the box that we have to get two or three of because it just doesn't work. And parts are backlogged. I mean, there are many, many, especially original equipment parts that, you know, there's no stock, or they're discontinued, or you know, there's some sort of back order or possibly even a stop sale to where they are sourcing a new manufacturer for that product, and there's no timetable on getting the parts. I mean, it is increasingly difficult more and more and more. It used to be that you could drop your car off for service, usually get it back the same day. Now it's becoming the normal to drop your car off and probably not get it back till the next day, just because of parts acquisition.
Yeah, Greg, there's a lot in there because it seems that you're mentioning low supply, but also low quality. Can you flesh that out a little bit, the low quality where the parts aren't working? What is the cause of that?
Well, it's just cheaply made parts or no quality control in the parts. You know, and again, it doesn't matter if it's original equipment or aftermarket. It is... so frustrating to be able to diagnose something, figure out what it is. You get the new part to install, you call, you tell the customer, they approve the repair. You get the part, you put it on, and you're having a completely different problem than you did before because the part is no good or not made correctly.
So why is this happening?
I wish I could tell you. It would make my job a lot easier, let me tell you. And really, it did start when COVID, because COVID, you know, parts were they weren't allowing chips to come in, so we didn't have a lot of parts. Parts acquisition became very tough. But I just think it's the quality control in the manufacturers today.
So then with the low supply, I understand why during the first few years of COVID you would have that issue, but now we're 5 years.
It's 5 years out.
Almost, like, it'll be six years this spring. So what happened? How does that not recover? Is this new issues like tariffs or the economy or people aren't buying so they're not making the parts? Or is it really, no, it just never recovered after COVID?
I don't think it has anything to do with the tariffs as of yet. If it is, I mean, it's just a small increase. It's just more of getting parts to retailers to be able to install. I don't know if they're just not manufacturing the parts like they used to, or certainly the quality control is not there like it used to be. It's just really, really tough. And I wish I had a better answer. I wish I had a better answer to tell our customers as well.
So
it's very, very difficult.
Greg, I was told that in one case there is a, and I didn't know how this worked before, but if you need a car towed to a facility to get it looked at, that there are deals between certain auto body shops and certain insurers. And by law, they have to accept those tows, but some of them are quietly not accepting them because they are saying they don't even have room on the lots because they have so many cars they have to look at. Is that pretty widespread?
Yeah, that's pretty widespread. I mean, most body shops will be affiliated with a couple different insurance agencies. But I mean, it's the point where, you know, cars are just sitting on the lot. We have, we deal with several body shops that we do work for. And they're talking about parts 6 months out, you know, and they don't know if that's 100% they're going to get them in 6 months. And we're talking about, you know, hoods, roofs, trunks, things like that, that you know, it's not like something you can go in and repair. You have to actually get the new part for. And it's really difficult for them. It's the same frustration we feel as far as the body shop goes as well, just because we have no answer for our customer. You know, customers are in rental cars that long. Insurance companies don't want to pay for the rental cars. It becomes increasingly difficult trying just to get the parts. And it's like, hey, I can fix it, but I don't have the parts to be able to repair the vehicle with. It's so tough. And I hate to keep saying it's just really difficult, but
yeah,
it is so frustrating just to be able to talk to your customer about what's going on.
So when you're talking about these parts, since it seems like it's really every part of the car and all kinds of cars, does this involve manufacturing all over the world, whether the parts are coming from China, Japan, the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. Let's face it. Cars are globally manufactured. They're sourced from all over the world. So, yes, I mean, it has to be a manufacturing issue. So...
Okay. This is unsustainable. We can't have a system where people can't have their cars for, you know, if they're lucky, get it back 6 weeks from the time that it's been in an accident or needs to be looked at, has a mechanical problem. People can't wait 6 weeks, let alone 6 months. So what can be done about this? There has to be a fix. It's not sustainable.
I wish I had an answer for you. It'd certainly make my job a lot easier. I just wish I had an answer.
Is there any pressure being put on, like, who can receive the pressure and do something about it? It seems like multiple entities are responsible for it.
Well, I would think most manufacturers are probably has the issue with it. But I don't know about sourcing their parts. It has to be the vendors that they use to source their parts from to manufacture the cars. I mean, I will tell you that we're finding that I was looking for some parts for a 2020 vehicle the other day, and the parts were discontinued. I'm like, this car is only 5 years old. You're telling me you don't have parts anymore? And they don't know where to get the parts from. So we have to source them from used parts or stuff like that.
What about, I know this is switching a bit, but when it comes to used cars and buying cars, One, new cars are so expensive. I feel like people are hanging on to their cars longer, maybe, than they used to. I know this past summer, the announcement was made that the last new car MSRP under $20,000 is dead. They're going to stop making it. So you can officially no longer buy a new car for under $20,000. So people are hanging on to their cars. I also know several years ago when Ranj sold an old car, a used car, I mean, they gave you a great...
Like double what I thought I was going to get.
They gave them a great price.
It was crazy because there were just no vehicles available and they were desperate for cars to sell.
Has that settled down at all? Or is this the new normal with used cars being very expensive and new cars being almost insane, I would say?
It's the norm because new cars are insane. Used cars are insane. A lot of times you'll find a car maybe 1 or 2 years old that you can get a better deal on a new car just because you get a better financing rate.
Wow.
On a new car versus the used car. And the used car may only have 10,000 miles on it.
So
used car pricing is just through the roof.
What about this is so specific now. Now I'm asking personal questions. But like a car,
sure, no.
My cousin moved to New York City. Doesn't need her car for a while, but doesn't know if that's going to be 1 year or 4 years. But she's reluctant to sell her car because it only has 40,000 miles on it. It's a great car, and she's afraid what the market might look like 4 years from now. So, one, how would you counsel someone in that situation? And two, how bad is it for a car to not be driven too often for 3 or 4 years?
Well, you definitely have to drive your car, but... or at least have, you know, somebody drive it once a month, something like that. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to drive 250 miles, but at least get it warm, get everything taken care of, driven it, making sure that all the carbon is taken care of, make sure you're still getting oil changes, things like that. But as far as I'm concerned, I would say hang on to your car because who knows what the market is going to be like in 4 or 5 years, or who knows what the market's going to be like next year. Nothing is ever going to come down. It's only going to keep going up and up in price.
Well, again, not sustainable because we're already talking about how expensive everything is for people. You add cars into the mix and, I mean, what do you do? It seems like we're headed to a pretty bad place and something needs to be done about it. So what, other than don't get into an accident and pay attention to what you're doing on the road, what are people supposed to do right now?
Well, the best thing you can do is just be cautious, and be efficient in your car. Just be cautious of what you're doing and limit your driving. But the big thing is keep your car maintained. That's where a lot of stuff, when you see cars broke down, it's because a lot of people don't maintain their vehicles. And they are so fragile today. They are made so tight. The engines and stuff, if you miss your oil changes, extend your oil changes, you're going to do damage to your car. It's going to cost you thousands of dollars in the long run.
All right, Greg Damon, our automotive expert here at KMOX, General Manager of Sparks Tire and Auto. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for talking with us today. And hopefully it gets a little bit better because I can hear the frustration in your voice.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating to tell your customers, hey, we really don't know when we're going to get the parts. So, if you got time, I got a quick story. I had a customer that owns a landscaping company that they had a issue with their diesel truck. We had to get a part for it. This just happened to be a Chrysler. The Chrysler had a stop sale on it, wouldn't allow anybody to be sold if they had it in stock. They never knew when it was going to be. It took 6 months for this guy to get this part or for us to get the part. Just showed up one day out of the blue. And we installed it, and he was still paying on the truck, couldn't use it for 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Not sustainable. It can't go on like that. Appreciate, Greg, thank you so much. We appreciate it, as always. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, if you need a body shop, call me. I'll give you a recommendation.
My man. That's Greg Damon.